Well, we got another preseason game tonight. The Washington Redskins face off against the Buffalo Bills at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Joining us here to give us analysis of that is a Redskins elite long snapper. He's WMAL's analyst, and you see him on Comcast Sportsnet as a co-host over there, and he's a 12-time Emmy Award winner. I mean, your business card must be about a foot and a half long.
Yeah, but it's written on stone tablets because that's the only technology that I understand.
All right. Well, listen, good to have you, Trevor Maddich. All right, so I understand from the people who know this stuff that this is actually a preseason game that sort of matters.
It sort of matters because this is the one where the starters will play the most time. The starters will play at least a half, maybe more. Remember, last week was preseason game number two, and key starters like the starting quarterback and the all-pro left tackle and the all-pro wide receiver, guys like this didn't play at all, even though many of them were healthy and could have played. And so this is the one where the fans will be able to see the starters act like starters during the preseason.
All right, so how much time will Kirk Cousins actually get, do you expect?
He'll be at least a half, and it
really?
May be more. Yeah, and so the thing is, you've got to get that timing down. And last week he didn't play. So Kirk Cousins, the starting quarterback, in his second year as a starter, it's not like he's Tom Brady and he's been around for a decade and a half.
Yeah. Right.
He has a grand total of 5 pass attempts in the preseason so far.
Yeah.
So it'll be at least a half. If it goes well, then they'll take him out at halftime.
Well, what's the thinking behind that? I mean, not to get him hurt, obviously, but
well, that's
exactly
what it is.
Is that only it?
It's injury. And I think they're validated a little bit because with Trent Williams not having played the first two preseason games, he's their all-pro left tackle to protect the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The backup quarterback, Colt McCoy, has taken some hellacious hits on the pass rushes. So every time that happens, the coaches are on the sideline thinking, better Colt than Kirk. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that and the danger of a quarterback in a preseason game, did we see what happened to Tony Romo last night?
Oh, our favorite Dallas Cowboy.
Yes, the good news story of the day, the feel-good story. He got leveled yesterday in the preseason game.
Wow.
They had to cart him out. They say he's fine now, but he got a hit to the back.
There is one other feel-good Dallas Cowboy story, though, and is they played at Seattle, and according to TMZ.com, their draft choice running back, Ezekiel Elliott, appears to be on video walking into a marijuana dispensary.
Oh,
now,
sure.
Now, I don't know if he's denied that that's him or not. Either way, that's another Cowboy story that is just really fun if you're
apples,
a Redskins fan.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah. All right, you mentioned Tom Brady. There's a guy who made a living snapping the ball to Tom Brady there for the New England Patriots, who now calls himself a Redskins. Brian Stork, is he showing? There was some rumor there that he was just going to retire instead of actually play for the Redskins, but is he showing up? When does he arrive? And will this be an addition?
See, now that is professional radio guy segue right there. That's awesome stuff right there.
That's what he does.
Larry, that's good stuff. Brian Stork traded to the Redskins for a conditional 7th-round pick. And the reason they let him go, the biggest reason, is because he's had concussions each of the last 4 years going back to his senior year in college, including this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had a mild concussion earlier in training camp. That plus the fact that they think he's a bit of a loose cannon because he gets into fights all the time in practice.
Yeah.
And even in games, he's had issues with in the AFC Championship game last year against Denver, mm-hmm. he headbutted a Denver Bronco and got a penalty. In the AFC Championship game. So, you know, I think he was on pretty
nice. Yeah, but the Broncos, sometimes Broncos deserve it sometimes, but I hear you.
Yeah.
but is this, he's not going to replace Corey Lichtensteiger, right?
Probably not. But what he would do is give good depth if he's able to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick of the Patriots said that he wasn't reliable, and I think that had to do with his health and things like that. If he's able to give depth, he can play center and guard and tackle, and he started a Super Bowl and won one.
There you go.
So this is something that, by the way, This regime with Scott McLuhan with the Redskins loves angry offensive linemen. So the fact that he's punching everybody out and headbutting the rest of them is a good thing.
That's in the plus column for us.
He's like a utility player on the front line. He doesn't have to play center.
No, he can play all across line.
That makes sense. Then,
and that saves him a roster spot if they believe that his brain is not as sensitive as it might be.
Hmm.
So we got a round of cuts coming up, right?
Yeah.
We do.
Would you have any predictions, any surprises on this first round?
You know, surprises right now are not ready to go. I think Perry Riley, who's been a starter at linebacker, is a bit on the bubble. Because if he doesn't start, then he's got a $5 million cap number. And they'll say $5 million or so, depending on how the numbers work out, if they release him. And you don't keep a $5 million cap number as a backup linebacker. So he's a guy that's got to perform well.
All right. And the other thing is the secondary. This could be a real test of the secondary.
Well, because Buffalo has got, with Sammy Watkins and other people, and with Tyrod Taylor, by the way, Virginia Tech, okay, they've got the ability to move the ball through the air, plus LeSean McCoy, our nemesis formerly of the Eagles,
yes,
is out there as well. Really a test, though, for the offensive line, and this is another reason that coaches will have their heart in their throat every time Cousins is out there. This Buffalo Bills defensive front is very aggressive.
They are.
They blitz more than the darn Jets because it used to be bad enough that Rex Ryan was the head coach. He has hired his brother Rob Ryan to coach the defense.
Yeah.
Now you've got Ryan squared. And so they'll be coming after the quarterback because that's just what Ryan's do.
Well, and what we know Kirk Cousins does when they come after the quarterback is he goes for his reliable tight end, Jordan Reed. Is he back now? Is he still suffering from an injury?
Jordan Reed missed the first two preseason games reportedly with a thumb injury. He will play in this game.
All right.
And that is important, not just for his preparation for the season, but what you said exactly, Larry, dump the ball off. Now, listen. Cousins, I think, is smart enough to know that even if Reed isn't open, if it looks like things are getting dicey, eat the ball.
You like that and all the craze about Kirk Cousins last year, and it was great, and they finished 500, and that's wonderful. But set Kirk Cousins aside for a moment. You look at the big wins last year for the Redskins, it's all about Jordan Reed. I mean, when he came back and got healthy, that's when they really took off, wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's the combination.
Yeah, it is the combination, but that's another reason why sort of the untold story this season is the toy that's not there to play with, and that's first-round draft choice Josh Doctson, wide receiver out of TCU. Now, they've got Jordan Reed at tight end. Vernon Davis had tied in. Now they brought in.
Oh, that's right. I forgot from the 49ers.
Right. Yeah. And he can still play. He can still run. And they've got a deep crew of wide receivers. If you add Josh Doctson to that group, it causes all kinds of problems to defenses. Now, they'll still be okay. But he won't play. Doctson won't play again this week. And he may end up being a scratch for the season because an Achilles injury is just not getting healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you keep talking about this horn frog every week. Bringing up Doctson. You think he's the wild card for the race.
It's all about toys. And this guy is a shiny bobble that'll cause some trouble when he's healthy.
You're feeling good about this season still.
You know, I'm feeling good for two reasons. One is that the Redskins won the division last year, and they're better in a lot of positions this year. Mm-hmm. And the second reason is, other than the Giants, I don't see the rest of the division being all that much better.
Really? You think the Giants are the big threat in the division?
Big threat, especially with Victor Cruz, their wide receiver, coming back from a long-term injury.
Well, the next time that you come to see us, we'll ask you for your official – we do this every year – your official prediction for the season win-loss, so be ready.
And every year I am exactly right on the win-loss number.
Wait a minute.
I don't remember that.
We have to go back and check the file.
Check the audio tape on that.
I'm not so sure that's – what are you, running for president?
Have you got
a foundation that we should know about?
I've already hacked your server and wiped it clean.
Our servers are secured, Trevor Maddich.
Trevor Maddich, thank you so much.